a knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and history's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
Leave a lovable space that needs your face. History's company too.
Down at our rendezvous, three is company too.
Hi, Janice. Thank you. I could use some help. Huh? Janet, listen to this, would you? Dear sirs, it has long been my ambition to work in the finest restaurant in Southern California. And Janet! Gee, you know, I'd help you if you needed it. I'm trying to get this resume ready for Cindy. She promised she'd type it for me.
Hey, Jack, she's only been living here 2 weeks. Don't you think that's taking advantage?
Well, it's the least she can do after what she's done to me.
Yeah, come on. Accidents do happen.
Yeah, whenever Cindy's around, they happen all the time. What about my sprained shoulder where she hit me with the door?
I know.
Or my foot where she dropped the iron?
I know.
And would you care to see where she hit me with the doorknob?
No!
Well, if she weren't Chrissy's cousin...
You would have to get somebody else to do your typing for
you. Janet, come here for a second. I want to see how you like this. Dear sirs, it has long been my ambition to work in the finest restaurant in Southern California. With this in mind, I should like to apply for a position with your wonderful establishment. Sincerely, your obedient and humble servant, Jack Trick. What do you think?
Don't you think you're laying it on a bit thick? Oh,
Janet, there's nothing wrong with a little flattery as long as it's sincere.
Okay, if you think it'll work.
How can it miss? I'm sending one to every restaurant in town. Ambition, or do you think it should be my...
Mr. Furley, what happened to your spathophilium?
My spath of what?
Your spathophilium.
Gee, and I've been calling it a fern.
What happened to it?
Well, I was hoping you could tell me. I've been taking very good care of it, making sure it got plenty of sunlight, lots of plant food. I even dusted it every day.
Golly, how often did you water it?
Water?
Mr. Furley, you better bring that on in here. Oh, isn't that the sorriest sight you've ever seen?
Maybe if he took off his hat.
Not me, the spathophilium.
You mean the fern?
I'll take that. Why don't you just sit down and finish your resume?
All right.
Resume? You're writing a resume? Oh, you gotta let me help you with that. You're talking to an expert in that department. And one thing I've learned is you can never underestimate the importance of a resume.
Yeah, Mr. Furley.
How do you think I got this job?
Your brother owns the building.
I still had to write a resume.
Mr. Furley, I really appreciate your offer, but I...
No.
What's wrong?
No, weak, Jack. Weak, wishy-washy.
Wishy-washy?
Of course, that's your style. I should say swishy-swashy.
Thank you very much. It's been really nice seeing you again, but I really have to get some work.
Oh. Jack? Janet?
Bye.
Oh, Jack, you'll never guess what happened.
I know what happened. You came home.
But wait till you hear it. The
office chamber. Later. My head's ringing, and I just would like to go answer it.
But, Jack...
Go on, Cindy. I'm all ears.
That's okay. With that hat on, nobody will notice. Oh, Janet, wait till you hear the funny thing that happened at work today.
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, I was getting coffee from my boss, Mr. Hadley, when Jerry Williams came out of the storeroom.
What? You were getting coffee for your boss?
That's not the funny part. You see, when Jerry opened the door...
No, wait a minute. Your boss has got a broken leg.
Not that I noticed.
Well, then what were you doing getting his coffee?
Janet, I'm his secretary.
Cindy, what does that mean?
Well, it's part of the job, like typing his letters, answering his telephone calls, picking up his clothes from the cleaners, you know?
You pick up his cleaning? Next, you'll be out shopping for his wife's birthday present.
Oh, no. That was last week.
I suppose you had to do it on your lunch hour, didn't you?
No.
Oh, good.
During lunch hour, I got his car washed.
You didn't!
Didn't what?
Jack, you're not going to believe the things that Cindy has been doing for her boss.
Cindy!
Jack! This is no kidding matter. Come on, listen. She gets his coffee. She picks up his cleaning. She goes and gets his car washed. She picks out a birthday present for his wife.
Oh, secretarial things.
What did you say?
You know, women things.
What did you say?
I hear my yam screaming for me. I'm
sorry. Oh, just like a man. Cindy, you've just got to learn how to say no every once in a while.
My father says I should say no all the time.
This is no kidding matter. Now, come on. Tomorrow, I want you to go to your office and tell your boss that from now on, he can get his own coffee and he can run his own errands.
But bosses don't do that. What do you think they have secretaries for?
Come here. We're going to have a little chat.
About what?
About dignity, self-respect, and professionalism.
Okay, just as long as we don't talk about my job. Good morning, Mr. Hadley's office. Oh, hi, Janet. No, I haven't told him yet. Because he hasn't come in. Yes, Janet, I'll tell him everything you said. No, I'm not going to get his coffee. No, I'm not going to... He's coming. Bye.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Hadley.
Good morning, Cindy.
Mr. Hadley, there's something I'd like to talk to you about. It may not seem important to you, but
for you.
I...
just thought they might brighten up your day.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hadley. They're beautiful.
Oh, and Cindy...
I'll get your coffee right away.
Sincerely. No, actually, I was looking for a friend of mine, Cindy Snow.
She'll be right back. Why don't you have a seat?
Oh, thank you. You know, it's interesting. Years ago...
Over there.
Oh! Excuse me, of course. Natural mistake. Sorry.
Oh, hi, Jack.
Hi, Cindy.
I'm just about done here with your resume.
Oh, good. Is that it?
Uh-huh.
Well, look it. Isn't it... funny how a good typing job makes all those lies seem almost believable.
Cindy, my coffee?
Oh, it's right here, Mr. Hadley. I was just finishing up this resume.
Resume? I hope you're not unhappy in your job.
Oh, no. It's for my friend here, Jack.
On company time, who gave you permission to do that?
Well, oh, it didn't take me long.
Excuse me, I'm afraid that's all my fault, Mr. Badley.
Hadley. And if you don't mind, I'm talking to my secretary, Sonny. Now, you know the rules regarding personal business on company time.
You mean like getting your coffee?
What?
And buying presents for your wife.
Jack, I don't think this
And dropping off your dirty old clothes.
I have no idea it bothered you so much.
Oh, well, actually,
why wouldn't
really
it bother?
Me
I mean, she hired on as a secretary, not a maid.
Jack.
Now, just a second. I'm not finished. Send you another thing, Mr. Badley.
Hadley.
Yeah. I really would suggest to you that you get your own coffee and run your own errands. The exercise might do you some good.
He's joking. This one's always joking.
Well, Cindy, if you really feel that way...
She does. Take my word for it.
Oh, she does she?
Right.
Well, then you tell her for me.
Wait a minute! Do you two mind? Mr. Hadley, if there's anything you'd like to talk to me about, I wish that you'd speak to me directly.
You're right. I feel that way, too.
Good.
Miss Snow, you're fired.
Hey, I guess he won't be pushing you around anymore.
I'm sorry. So then,
one minute he's giving me flowers, and the next minute he's giving me the...
Wait. One at a time, please, one at a time. Let's just come over here and sit down calmly, and we'll discuss it calmly.
Well, Janet, what's to discuss? The poor girl got fired, and that's that.
Jack, getting fired, the poor kid, I feel terrible.
Oh, Janet, don't go blaming yourself.
Why would I blame myself?
Well, after all, you did goad her into taking a stand.
Jack, I didn't goad anybody. I merely suggested that she tell her boss
To run his own errands.
Yeah, and is that what got her fired? Then it is my fault.
Well.
Oh, Cindy, I'm so sorry.
There. You couldn't help it, Janet.
All I was doing was typing Jack's resume.
Oh, listen, I'm going to make this up to you. Jack's resume?
Well, what's done is done. Let me go see about dinner. Okay?
No. Come on, Cindy.
And Hadley said it was against company rules.
And that's what got you fired, right?
Oh, no.
See? Soup's on. Excuse me.
Stay.
So Jack told Hadley that running his own errands would be good for him.
I see.
Because he was too fat.
My fault? Why, you rat.
Janet, would you please take care of Cindy? The poor girl just got fired.
I've got it, Jack. Your problems are over.
Got what?
The perfect opening to your resume. Tripper's the name. Cooking's my game.
Mr. Furley, I really don't think
this. If it's a chef you're looking for with skills that are unique, then look no farther. I'm your man.
Or so to speak.
It's not that bad.
Mr. Furley, Cindy got fired.
She did? Well, don't you worry about a thing, Cindy. I'll start working on your resume right away. Let's see.
Mr. Furley, why don't you do your thinking downstairs? Yeah. That would help us. Great.
I got it. Cindy's my name. Shorthand's my guess. Have typewriter. We'll travel.
Jack, you got Cindy fired. Now you have got to apologize.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Cindy, I'm sorry. I had
Jack, not to Cindy, to her boss.
Are you kidding? He'd throw me out the window.
Oh.
Well, it's only on the fourth floor.
Yes?
I can come back.
Well, what is it?
Oh, no, see, I just want to speak to Mr. Hadley for a second.
Do you have an appointment?
No, ma'am, I don't. I'd just like to go in and do a little groveling. I'll be right out. We'll take
Nobody gets in without an appointment.
No, see, I was just...
Nobody.
Don't sit down.
What?
I have never seen anything more graceful in my life.
What are you talking about?
You. The way you moved. You just floated right out of that chair. It was sheer poetry in motion.
Me.
No, wait a minute. Stop me if I'm getting too personal, but were you ever a ballerina?
Well, no, but I did take tap dancing lessons, and my teacher said...
Well,
that
she was right. She was right, wasn't she? Would you do me a favor? Would you walk for me?
Well, I really...
You know, the girls today, they don't walk, they bounce, but you seem to glide. Would you walk and glide for me? Just for me, would you please?
Well, you see, it's all in the posture. See, I hold my head high.
Yes, but don't stop. Don't stop. It would be like shooting a bird in flight. Continue, please. Walk and glide. Oh, I'm right behind you. Look at this. Keep going. It's poetry. It's poetry. A secretary's job is never done.
Is there something I can do for you?
Well, as a matter of fact, there is.
Take it easy.
How can I take it easy? I've just lost my job.
Well, look. It's not the end of the world. Yes?
I'm Mr. Hadley.
Oh, so you're Mr. Hadley.
I'd like to have a word with Cindy.
Oh, you would? Well, I'm sure that she's got a word for you.
Mr. Hadley, what are you doing here?
I can only stay a minute. I just came by to apologize and ask you to come back to work.
What are you standing there for? Come on in.
Thank
come right on in. There you go.
This is my friend, Janet Wood.
Hi.
Well, yes. I happened to mention to my wife the circumstances connected with your dismissal, and she told me I was way out of line. Seems she's always saying that.
Why don't you fire her? Sorry.
I was wrong, and I admit it, and I'd like you to come back to work tomorrow.
Well, Mr. Hadley, I don't really
know. Of course, there'll be a raise.
A raise? I accept.
No, hang on a second. Not so fast.
But Janet...
Hey, I got a couple questions.
No, Janet, I don't like questions.
Cindy, let me do this. Mr. Hadley, would Cindy still have to get your coffee?
No.
Would she have to run your errands for you?
She wouldn't have to do anything except her job.
Oh. Okay, we accept.
Oh, thank you, Janet. Those were good questions.
Thank you. Excuse me, Rose.
Cindy's worries are over. This resume will get her a job in no time at all. Listen to this, Cindy.
Mr. Furley, this is Cindy's boss, Mr. Hadley.
Oh, how do you do? He the one that fired her?
Yes.
It's even better. I'll try it out on him. My name is Cindy, and this is no hype. Need someone to do 50 words a minute? Then I'm just your type. Type, get it?
She's got the job.
Hey, this worked even better than I thought. If you ever get fired again, let me know. I got a million of them.
Harriet. Janet. Mm-hmm. And this is Cindy. I'd like you to meet my wife.
Hi. I wouldn't have stayed in the car if I thought it would take this long.
I was just leaving, dear.
Have you told Miss Snow you want her back?
Oh, yes, he has. And as long as you're here, why don't you help us celebrate? I just made fresh coffee.
That'd be lovely.
Oh, I'll get it.
Oh, just a minute, Cindy. This time, let me get the coffee.
Okay. Oh, my, there may be hope for him yet.
Say, Mrs. Hadley, I'd like to thank you for helping Cindy get her job back.
Oh, think nothing of it. We women have to stick together.
Yeah.
Janet, wait, do you hear what happened?
Jack, this is Mrs. Hadley.
Not now, Janet. Cindy, I have a feeling you're going to get your old job back.
How did you know that?
Well, you know that girl who works in your office, Sheila?
You mean Sexy Sheila?
Yes, well, I happened to walk in on Sexy Sheila and your boss, and Mr. Hadley was behaving badly. Mrs. Hadley? Mr. Hadley. Yes, well, of course, I felt like an absolute fool when I realized it only looked like Mr. Hadley, only taller, with a mustache, you see, because I was in the wrong office. I was in 322 instead of 422. In fact, it was the wrong building across the street. Actually, it was the wrong street. I'm not even sure about the city.
Charles, I warned you.
Please, Harriet, the boy's trying to explain. He made a mistake.
Oh, you're the one who's made the mistake. Out. Out, out!
Yes, dear. You can forget about that job, young lady.
Oh, she'll do no such thing. I like to know what's going on in that office, and Cindy's just the one to keep me posted. Right, Charles?
Right, dear. I'll see you in the morning, Miss Snow.
You know, he used to cheat on his first wife with his secretary.
He told you that?
I was his secretary.
Great.
Oh, I'm so glad I got your job back.
I knew I could do it. I mean, it was my idea.
Well, maybe so, Janet, but I was the one who went to her office.
Jack, only because I made you go.
Yeah, well, just remember, there wouldn't have been any job to get back if I hadn't gotten her fired in the first place. I'll tell you what, we'll share the credit.
Okay. It doesn't matter anyway. The only thing that matters is that Cindy's going back to work tomorrow, right?
That's right.
Wrong.
Wrong?
Did you actually think I'd take that job?
Oh, but Cindy, Mr. Hadley said it was going to be different.
Yeah, you won't have to be nursemaid anymore.
Yeah, and he did mention a raise.
Janet, I'm a secretary, not a spy.
Huh?
If I went back to Mr. Hadley's office, I couldn't respect myself. I'll find another job where I can respect my boss and he can respect me. And you two can respect me, too.
Wow. Hey. I'm very proud of you.
I'm very proud of you, too.
Oh, I feel so good.
You certainly do.
No. You know, this calls for a celebration. Why don't I open up a bottle of wine?
Oh, let me! I know the bad one, but listen, I know it hurts, Jack, but are you actually going to let her open up wine by herself?
Oh, you're right. That's glass,
uh-huh.
Isn't it? Cindy!
Red or white?
How about black and blue?
When I've had it.
videotaped in front of a studio audience.